Last Friday, I jumped out of an airplane. So, imagine with me this moment, standing in a doorway 13,000 feet, the wind deafening in your ears, the world below looking so tiny, my heart just pounding in my chest, in the position. And in that moment, my jump master yells in my ear, "Isaac, are you ready to skydive?" Well, as you can imagine, in that moment, swirling around in my head were a lot of questions and a lot of prayers, mostly about survival. In reading God's Word, men, I've often wondered, what were the questions and prayers traveling through the minds of the believers as they faced opposition or threats or ridicule, as they sought to attempt to live for Jesus Christ? Now, my experience on Friday was intended to be fun. Their experience that we see throughout the pages of Scripture was deadly serious. They were risking their lives for the cause of the gospel, for the sake of Jesus Christ. Consider the apostles in Acts 4, huddled in a room praying as they are being threatened by the very people who had just days before crucified Jesus Christ. Consider Stephen in Acts 7, who testified about the glory of God in Jesus Christ even while he was being stoned to death. Consider Paul preaching the gospel where Jesus Christ had never been preached before, despite being lashed with whips, despite being stoned and shipwrecked and threatened by angry mobs, exposing himself day after day to danger for the cause and sake of the gospel. What prayers enabled them to continue to live for Jesus Christ and face untold risk? Well, open your Bibles with me to Philippians chapter 1, and we're going to see what enabled these men to do this. Philippians 1, verses 19 through 22. And let's read together God's Word. Paul says, "For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance. As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me." So what was it that enabled Paul to preach the gospel to the known world? Men, it was courage. Courage that was inspired by the Spirit of God to publicly identify with and proclaim Jesus Christ. Here's the point today, men. Living for Christ is a courageous work. Living for Christ is a courageous work. Look again at verse 20. Paul says, "It's my eager expectation, it's my hope that I won't be ashamed, but that with full courage, Christ will be honored in my body." For Paul, what enabled his work day after day was courage to overcome timidity, courage to overcome fear, courage to face opposition and trial so that he could live boldly and openly for Jesus Christ and for his gospel. For Paul and for us, men, to live for Christ is a moral courage. It's not a courage that involves physical acts of bravery necessarily, but it finds its expression and its focus in bold speech. Men, the kind of courage that we're called to is bold speech as it relates to Jesus Christ. This is what the disciples prayed for in Acts 4. This is what Paul earnestly desired in our text today, that we need courage that will lead us to publicly proclaim Jesus Christ despite our own fear or opposition. Here's the reality. Courageously living for Christ will lead to us courageously speaking about Christ. Now, I'm reminded a few years ago, I was on a missions trip in India, and I found myself in a small village, standing in front of a temple where the village idol or the false god was worshipped by the villagers. And gathered around us was a crowd of 100 or so somewhat belligerent, curious, and slightly unhappy Indians wondering why all these white people had invaded their village. And here was the problem in that moment. I was supposed to preach. I felt a little sick, felt a little tired, probably felt a little more than a little bit scared. And my translator, he's introducing me, and then he turns to me, and he says with a big smile, get this, he says, "Brother, tell them about the blood. Tell them about the blood." His words were like electricity to me. Here is an opportunity to live for Jesus Christ. Here was an opportunity for courageous work. So in that moment, what I needed was the Spirit of God to embolden me, to empower me to preach the gospel. And in that moment of spiritual and physical weakness, as I cried out to God, He gave me courage to open my mouth and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. So in everyday life, whether you're standing in front of an angry mob or more likely a disinterested coworker, or maybe a rebellious child or a belligerent atheist, or maybe a curious neighbor or a somewhat antagonistic atheist, what we need is courage from God that emboldens us, that inspires us to live for Christ and to speak boldly for Him. Men, our mission is to live for Christ in courageous ways, to live for Him in courageous ways. And do you realize, men, that God has ordained our courageous gospel work to be fruitful? Paul had his eye fixed on the necessity of courage. He hoped for courage. He prayed for courage. He desired courage because he desired his gospel work to be fruitful. Men, we need to desire to be bold for Jesus Christ. And I want you to understand that God has called us as men to lead in bold and courageous ways in proclaiming Jesus Christ. Because here's the reality. Our church, our families, our spouses, our kids, our care groups and coworkers and schools and communities need men who've been captured by this vision of living courageously for Jesus Christ and proclaiming the work of the gospel. They need us to do this. So brothers, I want to encourage you, exhort you, pray for courage to live for Jesus Christ. This work cannot be done without assistance. We need courage to overcome our own timidity, our own fear, our own laziness, our own selfishness. So two things I want to leave you with this morning, men. Pray for Spirit-inspired courage that leads to bold speech. Here's what I want to encourage you men to do. Tell them about the blood. Tell them what they need to hear the most. Jesus Christ crucified for sinners like you and I. Brothers, tell them about the blood of Jesus Christ and the gospel. They need us to proclaim this truth. Do not be ashamed of our Savior, but proclaim Him boldly and joyfully and openly to the world around us. Secondly, what fruitful labor is God calling you to act upon today that requires courage? I want to encourage you to pray about this morning, and then this week I want to encourage you to act upon it this morning. Pray and then act. He's calling us, men, to live for Him. He's not calling us to jump out of an airplane. He's calling us to live courageously as we live for Christ because it's a fruitful work. So men, pray for courage. Pray that this gospel work that He's called us to will be fruitful.